Hey, it's me, Richie T, and on the phone with me right now from the band Magic Man, which I got to find out about, is Sam. And I don't even have your last name, Sam.
It's Sam Lee.
Sam Lee?
Yes.
Like from the South? Like you're a general in the Civil War?
Pretty much exactly.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
My father's Chinese, so a little bit different.
Oh, so it's Lee, like L-I.
Well, it's L-E-E.
Oh, geez. So we've already gone astray here from what I wanted to talk about. But your father, let's focus this here, Richie. So your father is Chinese. Does that make you adopted, or are you also?
No, I'm not adopted.
Okay. I'm just giving you a hard time. All right, so Sam. The band Magic. I wanted to see how you dealt with that, and I think I would have dealt the same way. Sorry about that.
Don't worry about it, Richie.
So Sam, you're in the band Magic Man. I just want to get this out of the way. The name Magic Man. Where does it come from?
It's a bit of a long story.
I'll take a long story.
All right. Essentially, when Alex and I, Alex is the singer of the band, were first writing the first Magic Man songs, we were traveling through southern France volunteering on organic farms, essentially through this program where you volunteer on the farm and they provide you with room and board.
That's pretty
so
cool.
We're doing this, and yeah, it was an awesome experience. It was the summer of our freshman year of college.
So when is that? Give me a year.
That would be 2009.
So was the big deal because you were super passionate about organic foods, or was it seeing the world, or what was the drive there?
A little bit of both. I'd done a little bit of work on my college's small urban farm. Alex's mother is French. He's not adopted either.
Okay.
But yeah, so Alex has spent a lot of time in France, and so, I had just been taking French. So it was kind of all those reasons.
So he's half French, huh?
He's half French.
Is Magic Man just this big melting pot? Is that what I'm getting? Is that where this is headed?
There's a lot of diversity.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for taking it politically correct. There's a lot of diversity in the band. No, I want to know, is it mixed? Is that what we're talking about? Yes, there's a lot of different cultures that find themselves at home in the band The Magic Man, or Magic Man. Thank you for handling it that way.
Happy to help.
And so then it was like, yeah, let's get out, let's do it, and farm our way. That's a cool experience. So then what happened?
One of them happened completely coincidentally to be hosting a circus festival on the farm grounds.
A circus festival.
A circus festival.
You know, that like you do.
Yeah, exactly. They were all, you know, very casual about it, but we were in shock when we arrived and had it to be on a, you know, a farm in rural France, farming chickpeas, but there were like three circus tents, hundreds of volunteers, and tons of circus performers. So naturally we were a little bit out of our element. And our first friend at the circus festival was this kind of wiry young kid, probably about our age. And he was the guy who was like, oh, let me show you around. Let me like show you what's up.
Yeah. He takes you under the wing, and shows you wandering farmers, but that's not what's the word I'm looking for? You know, the gypsy farmers. That's what I'm envisioning in my mind, is a whole bunch of people that are like, well, we go wherever the things grow.
Yeah, no, a lot of these people are people who just go from these small festivals in France to other small festivals all around Europe, and they just travel living out of their cars. I don't know if they were actually gypsies, but they do live a bit of a nomadic lifestyle.
Let me have that in my mind, okay?
All right.
A half French guy and a half Chinese guy and a bunch of gypsies.
Yep. Exactly.
Perfect.
Anyway, so this kid was very nice to us. The first thing he said to us when we went there was that he was a magician.
Mm-hmm.
And he called himself the Magic Man. He didn't speak English very well, but I don't know if it meant exactly what he thought it meant, but he kept calling himself the Magic Man. and he would try to do all these magic tricks, but he was terrible at it. He could only do card tricks, and he would mess them up all the time. But he was really nice, and he showed us around, and he was actually the first person we played some of the new demos that we were working on in our free time to. And so when we were trying to think of a band name, like, you know, when we were back home in the States, the Magic, you know, we remembered the Magic Man, and that's where the name came from.
That's cool. That's a great story. That's way better than, like, some of these times when I interview bands and they're like, well, we couldn't think of anything else. We were sitting around and someone said, you know, fart the couch cushion. And so we went with fart the couch cushion. So anyway, that's a great story.
That was our second choice.
Ah, I knew it. I knew it. Which you got to admit, though, fart the couch cushion kind of is a great band name, or at least a great idea for a shirt for a band.
Yeah, definitely. That'll be my side project band name.
I want to. You talked about sampling some of the music that you guys had recorded, and I want to do that right now. I've got Every Day, or I've got Waves. Which would you rather play first?
We could do Waves. That's a new song that we put out for the first time with this EP. Not as many people have had a chance to hear that one, so it might be a good one to start with.
Okay, let's do a little bit of Waves right now, and then we'll come back and talk about it. All right, so that is the song Waves. Tell me, it's fairly new on the new EP that's called You Are Here that's available, right?
Yes, that's correct.
You can get it in all the likely places as far as music gathering and getting goes. So what's the story behind it? How'd it come about?
The EP or the song?
The song itself, Waves, sorry.
Waves is actually an interesting song because it's a song that we wrote a pretty long time ago. And we wrote a ton of songs for the EP and for our full-length album, which will be coming out early next year. And we kind of culled them down to a short list. But Waves was a song that had been around for a long time and had changed dramatically. I think there's like three or four different versions. We were looking for another song to put on the EP, and Derek, who runs our label, suggested Waves, so we kind of dug it out of the pile and worked on it for a bit and got really excited about it, and we're really happy that we could put it on the EP because it was one of our favorite songs for a long time, but we just couldn't, I don't know if you're a musician, but sometimes you know that you really like a song, but you can't get it.
Sure, it doesn't feel right. You're like, yeah, I know that's good, but it may be not the right time, or it just doesn't. It isn't that point. It doesn't feel perfect.
Right, and sometimes you don't exactly know what the solution is. Sometimes you do, but often you can't quite figure it out.
Yeah.
And so we were really happy that we got a chance to work on it in the studio and get it to a place we were happy with.
I used to be a part of a band called Fart the Couch Cushion, and. We never really released the EP because I couldn't, you know, it just never felt right. You know, it was just, it was really tense and it was like it was stuck, not ready to come out, which was kind of what the name of the band came from. So,
there you go. Well, I mean, you guys could always go back to it.
Well, and maybe one day we will. Maybe one day we will, but my path is just not there right now. I want to ask you, though, do you ever have a temptation as an artist to be sharing the different versions of the song? Like, I've always thought it would be interesting to hear the different incarnations of like a song like Waves, like you were talking about?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's fun to share the you know, the old versions with people from the label or your friends. In terms of sharing with the public.
Yeah.
We're definitely, yeah, it's sometimes, I mean, I know as a fan, it's always cool to hear like an alternate version of a song, or when you hear like, you know, the alternate versions of Born to Run.
Yeah.
You know, when Bruce Springsteen was working on that song. I feel like that's always cool. And actually, when we were in France and we were recording our first album, which was called Real Life Color, we had one song on that album called South Dakota, and we actually ended up re-recording a new version of that song for our upcoming album as well. So sometimes I feel like it's right. I would never want to release something that I didn't feel like was done, or like, you know, but you can't. Sometimes it can be cool.
Oh, you're getting a little sketchy. Did you just go in the tunnel? In a tunnel? In an elevator?
No, we're sitting in our van. Oh, okay. Driving.
Okay.
Somewhere in rural Pennsylvania.
So oh. Sorry about that. I love rural Pennsylvania. That's the best part of Pennsylvania.
we played in Pittsburgh last night, so we're on our way to Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, cool. So literally on the tour right now with Walk the Moon, as I understand it, right?
That's correct. Yep, we're in our van right now, heading to Richmond.
And then later in October, you're going to be touring with another band that I just barely recently interviewed, Sir Sly. That should be cool.
Yeah, we're really excited. We played one show with them. We did that, I think, in the spring in D.C., and they were awesome. Really excited to get on the road with them for a little bit longer.
I want to sample a little bit of another song of yours, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Let's listen to a little bit of Every Day, okay?
Awesome.
All right, so that's the song Every Day. What's the story on that thing?
Every Day, it's another song. It's actually a newer song. So like I said, Waves, an older song that we've been working on for a long time, and Every Day is a bit of a newer song. I remember, it was probably over the winter, our manager challenged us to take 2 weeks and write five songs, or finish five songs, as far, you know, get them as finished as we could, to be a potential five song EP. And so we holed up in our little home studio in Providence and spent the 2 weeks writing and reworking some other songs, and Every Day was one of the new songs that we wrote during that period. And sometimes I feel like having years, because you know, Waves has been around for a couple of years now, mm-hmm. to work out a song's problems or tricky parts can be helpful, but also sometimes having just this strict deadline and sort of going into it, trusting your gut, can also lead to some cool material. So Every Day was a little bit more of a spur of the moment, burst of inspiration type of song.
Let me ask you about the Harry Potter glasses. What's the deal?
Harry Potter glasses?
Yeah, your Harry Potter glasses. Let's talk about it.
All right. Well, I've had glasses since fourth grade. I have terrible eyesight. The other day I was at the doctor for a checkup, and we did an eye exam. And I did it with my glasses on. And obviously with my glasses on, I could, you know, I passed the exam. And I took them off, and I asked my doctor, what happens if I can't see the big E on the top without my glasses on? And my doctor said, you need to wear glasses. So they're pretty essential. I've played a couple shows where, you know, in the midst of a rock out section, they've flown off my face, and it's terrifying. I don't know what it looks like to the crowd, but for me, it's terrifying because all of a sudden I can't see anything, and I'm pretty much, you know, blind just, without them.
just a blind. Oh my gosh! But why the Harry Potter look? Or is that the first time you've been called out on that?
It's not the first time. It's not the first time. Definitely a big Harry Potter fan, but it was just.
Glasses.
I don't take that as an insult.
Oh, that's fine. You cut out a little bit on that. I want to ask you, the album is out, or is it just the EP that's out? I know that You Are Here is available now, but you guys don't have an album we can get now, do you?
No, we don't. Just the EP is out now, and we're just finishing up mixing for the full-length album. And that will probably be out, we're not exactly sure of the release date, but early next year.
And do you know any plans you have to come to Utah?
No plans yet, but we would love to come. No plans yet, but where should we go?
There's several places. I think Kilby Court is a great place.
Kilby Court. I've heard about that venue actually from Walk the Moon. They were telling us they played there and that they had a lot of fun.
Yeah, so let's not take any steps further. Come and play at Kilby Court.
All right.
Get it.
We'll see you there.
Get it done, Sam. Now, before I let you go, I just got a tweet from Fart the Couch Cushion, and they wanted to say, tell that half Asian to say hey to the half Frenchie. So, for whatever that is.
I will. Although I'm actually three quarters Asian, because my mother is half Japanese.
Oh, what? Now, hold on. This interview is over. I didn't know that. This interview would have gone all sorts of different places if I would have known that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a secret weapon.
Best of luck to you guys. Say hello to Alex and Justin and Joey and Daniel, right? Am I getting it right?
Alex, Justine.
Justine.
Joey and Daniel.
Justine. Oh, a lady, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, tell her when you guys come to Salt Lake, I want to visit with her.
I'll tell her.
All right? Nothing.
Okay.
No creeper. You guys can be there too. I just I got to know what that's like being with four guys in a van all the time.
Yeah, a little smelly.
Yeah, I'm sure. Remember, fart the couch cushion. Thanks for taking a few minutes, Sam.